ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Fiji's critically important tourism sector is continuing to rebound strongly from the pain inflicted by COVID pandemic border closures. There's an annual visitor survey that shows more than 500,000 holidaymakers, mostly from Australia, New Zealand and the United States, came to the country between April and December last year. All up, they spent more than 2 billion Fijian dollars on airfares, accommodation, food, drinks, shopping and even tours. So joining us to discuss the figures is the CEO of Tourism Fiji, Brent Hill. With that, I say Nisan Bulavinakan, welcome to the show.
Yeah, Andrea, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, no worries. Well, look, you must be happy with the results of the visitor survey.
Yeah, we're really excited. Yeah, thank you. It's great to see. It's a lot of hard work by the industry as a whole, and seeing the numbers come through. We'd suspected that the spend was higher, and we knew that numbers were coming in really strong. But to see the average spend per visitor go up to around 3,500 is really, really encouraging. And what it means for Fiji is incredible. So we're really pleased.
How do the figures sort of compare to the situation before the pandemic? I mean, has the tourism industry fully rebounded?
Yeah, we're about 12 months ahead of schedule, which is phenomenal. We didn't think we'd be in this position this quickly. Tourists are certainly spending more, which is great. They're generally staying about the same amount of time in Fiji, but in terms of overall the impact on the economy, it's up on 2019. So we're in sort of uncharted territory, which it's quite unbelievable given where we were, and certainly for the tourism industry, it's a real credit to everyone who, from the airline, through to all of our hotels and operators to be ready and to be able to handle things as well as we did.
Because I look at some of these figures and some are pretty incredible in regards to satisfaction figures. 93% of people were satisfied, right? 92% of people would recommend Fiji, and even 81% said that they would return. Pretty satisfying, right?
Incredible. And you only have to think about last year. This survey was done over a 12-month period, and last year, you remember all the bags being lost around Europe and carnage in airports and all that kind of craziness. And that's something we worked really hard on. Like if you've flown into Fiji, you get the serenaders in the airport right off the bat. And, we work really closely with immigration to make the airport process really smooth. And then, of course, it's just the natural, Fijian happiness that comes through. And all of those things combined mean that, people, I think, have found, hey, Fiji's where they want to be at and really succeeding in terms of what they want as a tourism trip and a holiday.
Yeah, look, even with all those great numbers, ahead of the reopening of borders, though, was there any sort of concerns about the industry maybe finding enough workers to meet the demands of international tourists? Or is that still an issue?
Yeah. No, definitely. And it still is today because obviously, we've got the big brothers of Australia and New Zealand and then even further away all looking for workers as well. So, yeah, that's certainly been difficult. We've had a lot of new teams, as you can imagine. So, you lose a lot of experience. You've got to get a lot of new people through. We're working really hard with our universities here and getting a lot of graduates and interns through. But obviously that means that, that can be difficult just to, gel through new management systems, all that kind of stuff. So to see people saying they'd recommend Fiji and they were really satisfied with their trip, that's a real credit to everyone who's sort of knuckled down and made that work, because for sure it's been a challenge. The headline numbers are fantastic, but underneath it all is a lot of hard work.
Yeah, look, I'm sure you're well aware of this part of the story. We've been hearing a lot recently from several countries that Australia and New Zealand's seasonal worker programs, right, are draining workers from local economies.
Yeah.
Is that still an issue for Fiji's tourism industry?
Yeah, it is. It is. And, from that perspective, of course, we can't, begrudge people wanting to take opportunity that's available to them and look after their families. And, of course, we see things like remittances coming back here to Fiji from those workers. But at the same time, what we want to try and do is, you know, put something in place that incentivizes, you know, guys to stay here. And what we're seeing is, you know, really good academy programs and really trying to work with, you know, young people coming through as well, that they can see a career path here in Fiji. And then hopefully, you know, things like, you know, minimum wage and wage in the tourism industry will help as well. So, yeah, it's definitely a factor. It's a factor globally, but it certainly impacts on us in Fiji. So it's something we're always working with, because there's no easy silver bullet solution to that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Bill, like, where to from here, though? Do you expect to see these kinds of figures and improvements to continue?
Yeah, it's a great question, because really, to be honest, we're starting to get a little stretched in terms of our accommodation. So the really exciting thing, I guess, now is we're working really hard on investment and looking at how we can sustainably grow the supply and you know, bringing in, you know, more accommodation and so on, and encouraging some of our local investors and potentially some of our partners, you know, around the world to come into Fiji. And so that's started to happen. So we're starting to see a little bit of, you know, a construction boom happening in Fiji, which is good. And of course, you know, that's all being done through a lens of sustainability, which is really, really good. So yeah, I don't think we'll have the spectacular year-on-year growth, but I do hope that we can sort of, you know, stay at and maintain this sort of level until we add, you know, more of that new accommodation that's coming in. But it's great. I mean, what it means for Fiji is quite incredible, and you can see and feel the buzz. Like, I live here in Nandi, and you can definitely see the impact on so many other areas, like things like retail and so on as well, that benefit.
Look, if there was any sort of advertisement that you'd want to put out there for anyone to want to visit Fiji, so I feel like that is the next thing on my list, to add to those numbers. I mean, what is it about Fiji that people really want to come there?
Oh, you definitely have to come. I mean, we have all the things that you think about in your head in terms of, you know, the sun and the sand and the beautiful islands and so on. Of course, the Fijian people are the real trump card, you know, just that warmth and friendliness. You're made to feel at home right from the get-go. But I think the thing that we're really excited about sharing with a lot of people is the Fijian culture. We're really concentrating a lot on, you know, getting people out of resorts, you know, getting into the hinterland, experiencing, you know, things like, you know, waterfalls and some of these amazing other tours that we've got, as well as the traditional ones that people expect, like the diving and snorkeling and so on. So, yeah, our theme is where happiness comes naturally. And I think, you know, at the moment with lots of stresses on people, I think it fits really well. I think that's why people are coming here, because who doesn't want to feel happy and relaxed?